I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va. Hi there, welcome back, and this is Harry again here with your podcast, helping you with your English grammar aspects this week. And as always, if you've got any particular queries, something you might not understand, or you believe I'm going something too quickly, or do you something you want me to go into particular, well, write to me and the contact details are given at the end of the podcast. As always, I'm going to read this particular sentence twice, once to just get a general understanding, and then the second time to go through it in a little bit more detail, and I'll explain words, give you pronunciations, and help you with any other aspects that I feel are important. Okay, if you're ready, we'll give you the first reading. Governments should make it easier for people to be more aware of green issues. Second reading. Governments should make it easier for people to be more aware of green issues. Okay, so the green movement, the rise to the into power of the Greens is something that we're all aware of at the moment. We have to be worried about our surroundings, air pollution, and the whole aspect around global warming. So governments, yeah, so this is the people that control us or think they control us, and in different countries around Europe, governments, yeah, so remember and try to get the pronunciation right. So I'll say it again and let you repeat it. Governments. Good, good. So practice that one. So again, we're following this with a modal verb. Governments should. And we're using should here because we all know that they may not, but we would like to think that they will. So we say governments should make it easier. Should make it easier. And easier here is the comparative aspect of the adjective easy. So the normal adjective is easy, E-A-S-Y. To make it easier is the comparative format. And easier spelled E-A-S-I-E-R. So to transfer from the adjective to the comparative, we drop the Y and we add I-E-R. So easy, E-A-S-Y, becomes easier, E-A-S-I-E-R. And that's quite standard for these type of adjectives. Later on, we will come across other adjectives that are not so regular or irregular, and we have to have different rules. But here, easy, easier, and the superlative, easiest, E-A-S-I-E-S-T. But here we're using the comparative, so easier, E-A-S-I-E-R. Get that pronunciation right, easier. Yep, that's it. For people to be, and here we're just using the base format of the verb to be, to make it easier for people to be, and again here we're using comparative, more aware, okay? More aware, okay? Not awarer, it has to be more aware. So this is one of these irregular adjectives, more aware, okay, A-W-A-R-E, of green issues, meaning aspects that concern us to do with our environment and pollution and all those other interesting aspects. Okay, so let me give you that sentence again. Governments should make it easier for people to be more aware of green issues, and issues spelled I-S-S-U-E-S, issues, okay, issues. Okay, so some of the key words that I want you to practice pronunciation, I'll say them, I'll leave a gap, and then you can practice them. Governments. Governments. Easier. Easier. Aware. Aware. And finally, issues. Issues. Okay, get that? Issues. Okay, good. So that's the sentence and the explanation. And as I said at the beginning, if you want to ask me anything in particular, please do and contact me on my email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, or as always, on the webpage, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and that's English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H, lesson, L-E-S-S-O-N, via, V-I-A, Skype, S-K-Y-P-E.com. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.